Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine won a Kansas.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to another week of the N4G's Radio. I feel like I got to be a little more chipper this week. Last week was kind of like, hey, let's do the show and get the out of here.
Yeah.
Because I woke up late. But this week, hopefully it won't be like that. But nobody's going to listen after I announce the cast. Because Gambus Khan is not here right now. He might be later.
He will be later, though. So,
well, hopefully.
Keep listening.
Yeah, he was out drinking late last night, you know. Was his girlfriend's birthday party, which if he listens to the show and he's not on it, I'm sorry that I didn't make it. I didn't get your text till late, so.
I'm sorry I didn't make it either because I wasn't invited.
Oh, snap. Snap.
Yeah, I wasn't invited either, but I wasn't going to be a douche about it like Killer Wolverine just was.
Oh, wow.
That's how I pull. You know I'm dog.
Yeah, well, the thing is he texted me, and I didn't get it till late, and he's like, oh, we're going to Dave & Buster's at 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. And it was like 7:30. I'm like, no, I'm not.
You know why he's not on the show? Because he's still waiting for a table.
Yeah, no doubt.
But as you've heard, we have the Killer Wolverine.
The epic return.
The epic return. See, I told you, Wombat, he didn't hate you. He's here and you're here, so.
I think maybe he just thought I wasn't going to be here today.
That could be.
That is not true. I love the Ryan Wombat.
Whoa. And
it's platonic.
Love is up where we belong. Where the angels fly. Oh, sorry. But also, we have the Wombat, as you heard.
Indeed. Hello. I don't know. I mean, we've been doing this show for so long, I run out of creative ways to say hello.
Well, how do you think I feel? I have to start this show every week, and then everybody laughs at me when I come on like, welcome to the N4G.
You end up with accents like you had today.
Welcome to the N4G Radio.
Welcome to our podcast.
Welcome. Come again.
N4G Podcast.
And filling in Gambus's shoes, which those are some very big shoes to fill.
Yeah, no kidding.
We have the fourth chair over there as a Scorched Angel.
Killer Wolverine's waiting for a joke.
I decided to take the tasteful route and not say anything.
Hey guys, how's it going?
You must be this tall to be on this show.
Oh, I guess I don't meet those requirements.
All right, so at least our fondling should be over in like 10 minutes. But I'll start with Killer Wolverine over there. So you get to take Gambus's first spot.
Oh wow, that's a lot of responsibility,
dude. That's a big. Those are, like I said, big shoes to fill.
Wow. All right. Well, I'll try to live up to his expectations. I will fail miserably. But in my absence, I didn't really play a lot.
Way to go.
Thank you. I've been playing quite a bit of FIFA 09. My soccer craze.
What? Huh? So, you playing a soccer game?
Yes. I used to play soccer a lot when I was a kid, and it's like, welcome back.
Welcome back.
I forgot how much I really do enjoy soccer, so.
That's good.
What is that? What the fuck?
Which FIFA did you say you were playing, 09?
Yeah, I couldn't afford it. Gotcha.
So. Well, yeah, because, you know, we've been over this. This is in a third world country or something. Play last year's game.
Well, it's EA Sports. It's, you know,
it's the same game.
So, I mean, I'm sure 10's really similar. I'm not missing much.
Yeah, whatever. It's totally different.
Yeah, right. You know, I started off playing on Rookie because this is the first soccer game I played in arcade, and you know, I kept the the games close. You know, 1-0, 2-0. Now it's like 12-0, and I score like 10 goals a round or in the game. I'm like, well, maybe I should bump the difficulty up. So I got pretty good at it. So yeah, I'm waiting for some people to play me.
Don't look at me. That
I'm not. I don't know. I'm not looking at any. So
play that shit.
Yeah. Out of all the sports games, I think I suck at soccer games the most. So no chance.
You know what? I've never been a fan of soccer games, but I enjoyed the World Cup FIFA that I played.
It's enjoyable. I mean, for some reason, I'm just really hooked on it, and like I said, it brings back memories. But I find myself as do with Madden, I suck on defense. So I guess it's just a sport thing. I just can't play defense. So I don't get the whole tackling and what they call tackling and
right. Dribbling
and. I just don't get it. Well, I'm the position I'm playing, because I'm in that be a pro mode or whatever. I don't really play a lot of defense. I'm a forward, so I'm mainly offense. So I'm like the goal kicker, the striker.
Right,
you're a Mario striker.
Okay. So, moving on. But I'm enjoying playing that. What else did I play? God, I'm trying to think. Played a bit of Deadliest Warrior with Zeefy.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's really fun.
I cut your head off.
And I cut your head off.
I still enjoyed sticking the spear through your head and watching your head decapitate
itself.
That was
probably my favorite moment, was when we just ran at each other through the spear and the head just exploded. Just exploded. and I guess he talked about it before. It's like Bushido Blade, and I really like Bushido Blade, and I really like this game. It's mindless fun. I don't know exactly the right way to play it. I just, button mash and hope that I cut a limb off, because that's the cool thing. But, I don't know. It's fun. It has a lot of damn moments.
Now, playing online, I do have to complain about the one thing. If it was just me and you playing, and after the match, you can't change your character or the level without backing all the way back out to the menu.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing.
So that makes playing online kind of crappy, because unless you just want to play the same characters over and over and over and over and over again, then you got to keep backing out and creating a new match. They need to fix that.
Which I hope with the DLC, whenever they release it, they'll fix that. At least I hope.
I'd like to see some cool new characters.
Yeah, have they announced any kind of hint?
No, they've got a poll on their website right now. Who do you want to see as the next DLC?
Who's on there?
I can't remember. I think one of them was actually like a military soldier, so that should be interesting.
All right.
I will have to look that up.
Indeed. You look that up.
I will. Keep going.
I guess the only other thing, is a little bit of Hydro Thunder for the XBLA.
Hydro Thunder!
It's Hydro Thunder. I love it.
Oh, God, it brings back so many memories of the arcade.
Yeah, and, I was thinking about, has everyone here, did they play the sit-down machine where the air blows on them?
That was so,
yes.
That was so cool.
Yeah. So, it brought back memories of that when I was a kid. Going to the arcade with my dad and my brother. That'd be like the only game I play the entire time I'd be there. Just so much fun. I mean, the premise hasn't changed any, obviously. So it's, if you played Hydro Thunder, you played, what is it called?
Episode
Hurricane?
Of Deadliest Warrior.
Son of a bitch.
It's called Hydro Thunder, Son of a Bitch?
No, sorry. I went to the freaking Deadliest Warrior website and it kicked on some freaking music.
Nice.
I thought I muted this shit.
You'll have to stop going places on the internet.
You be quiet. You leave me alone.
I guess it's called Hurricane. I don't know, but it's fun. So if you played Hydro Thunder, I'd recommend it.
My rubber ducky. It was the one.
It was the one. It did win.
Big bath time. Lots of fun.
Oh, yeah. Anyone else pick it up?
It's not out yet.
Oh, shit. I knew that.
Yeah, jerk.
I told you that when I gave it to you.
I totally forgot. My bad, dog.
Check this out. Okay. We were just talking about Deadliest Warrior. There's a patch coming. And it will, after an online battle, you will return to the online battle screen and not the main screen.
Oh, good. Very good.
So, you know what? I played it again on your recommendation. And I still don't enjoy it as much as you guys seem to. I think it's all right. But maybe it would be different if I was playing against somebody else. I don't know. I didn't really get into it as much as you guys seem to like it. But, like I said, maybe it would be different if I was playing against somebody else.
Well, it's a shame. I really thought you would like it a lot. But, you can't judge that, I guess.
Yeah, and you can't always get what you want, either.
Can't always get what you want. Oh, here's the selections for the next character. Aztec Jaguar. The Zonde. A Rajput. I don't know how to pronounce that. Shaolin Monk. Oh, dude.
Nice.
William Wallace.
Nice.
Vlad the Impaler. Sun Tzu. Attila the Hun. A Persian Immortal or a Celtic Warrior.
Interesting.
Let me vote for one and see who's winning. Okay. Vlad the Impaler and Rajput. Whoever that is. I don't know who that is. Are 19%.
Nice.
So, yes.
Cool.
Looking forward to that.
Do they say when it's released?
No, just asking. Just a poll.
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know if they had a tentative date.
No. It's the same tentative date as Tekken X Capcom.
Yeah.
I spoiled some news. Oh, no. No.
You bastard.
I know. What can I say? But Hydro Thunder rocks. You should all buy it this week so we can get online and rubber ducky race.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I'll probably be picking that up.
Oh, Hydro Thunder.
I guess other than that was Crackdown 2.
You played that?
Yeah.
Welcome to 2 weeks ago.
Well, I wasn't here 2 weeks ago.
Welcome to I haven't even played it yet.
Oh, wow, really? Because you haven't played Brutal Legend yet.
I played the demo, but... I don't have time to play those kind of games. I've got two worlds and two human to play.
Oh, I can imagine. I mean, I wouldn't imagine putting those down for, Crackdown or anything.
Yeah, he is.
Well, I'm still on my path where I'm trying to not buy games until I finish the ones I have.
You realize you won't be playing Crackdown until, 2012.
Oh, I won't, I won't buy Crackdown, I'll rent it. Because there's nothing there to finish, really.
Well, there is, but it's not very fun.
Right, exactly.
Wombat, funny story about Two Worlds. I was at a game store the other day, and they had it for $8. And I was almost going to pick it up, and my friend, who was with me, said, "Why are you going to buy that game? It sucks." And the funny thing is, he plays games every about 6 months. He's not as nearly as hardcore as I am, but he's like, "I heard that game was horrible."
It's better since the patch, but still terrible.
There was a patch? I didn't even know there was a patch.
Yeah, there was a patch, because it was almost unplayable before. Ken knows.
Oh, I know a lot. That game, that's why I stopped playing. Because I actually owned two copies of it.
Yeah, and your wife actually enjoys the game, doesn't she?
She loved it. I think she put 50 hours in it.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah.
She loved it.
See, I'm not the only one that liked it. I've only got 8 hours in it.
I mean, I tried it when it first came out, but that was, I'm sure, pre-patch, so...
Oh, yeah, that was definitely pre-patch.
I could not stand it. I played about 20 minutes of it, and just set this down.
Forsooth, dude, forsooth.
Yeah, I mean, it still stutters like an 8-year-old speech impediment, but it's better than it used to be.
Oh, sweet. Go ahead, Killer Wolverine.
I think that's it, really.
That's all you got?
I'm sure I missed something.
Oh, well.
Excellent. Oh, that Tango Down or whatever.
Black Lad Tango Down.
Didn't really play too much of it, so I can't really talk about it. So, and I'm sure it's been talked about, so. Yeah, I have nothing new to add to that game.
We talked about it last week.
So, yeah, that's it.
All right. Well, I will move on to the Wombat then, since you're done. What's your future, though, before I go on?
Oh, more FIFA. And then I have 5 games I picked up recently.
Good Lord.
I'm going to try a little bit of Jericho.
Chris Jericho?
No.
Break the walls down.
Oh, Jesus. Don't turn this into a wrestling podcast. I will turn off the Skype.
The club, the first 99 nights, The Godfather 2, and Wet. So, we'll see what I play this week.
Some of those games are actually pretty decent. I like The Godfather a lot.
I think all of them are pretty decent.
Oh, I like every single game you just mentioned. Even though I never did finish Jericho. In fact, I don't ever think I beat like the second level. So no. I give you a Brian Peterson impression.
Great. So there's probably the one that's going to suck. But you know, I may like
Dude,
it,
you paid $5 for it. Shut up.
Yeah.
I guess I did, didn't I?
Yeah, so, you know, and you know what else you should do? You should probably try to finish Singularity, because otherwise I'm going to ruin the ending for you.
Yeah, that's actually what I was first going to do is buy.
Yeah, don't ruin the ending, because that's my next thing to get from Gamefly, I hope.
Oh, that was a great game. So that's you got a lot of future to do. You going to get that all in before next week?
I'm going to try. I doubt it.
Do so or do not. There is no try.
Oh, there is try.
No. No.
Oh, I got my prototype back, so maybe I'll play some of that too.
Prototype. All right, so I will move on to the Wombat now.
All right, well, mine is quick because I only played one game this week.
Sweet nectar.
And that would be 3D.Game Heroes.
Oh, did you get that from Gamefly or did you buy it?
I got it from Gamefly.
Sweet.
And I'll tell you, that game is awesome. If you like old school Zelda style action RPG, the game is awesome. It's hilarious. There's a lot of great old school video game references in it. There's Mega Man references and Dragon Warrior references and Zelda references, of course, and all sorts of great stuff like that. I love the fact that your sword gets absolutely enormous when you have full health. It's just a great, like, even though they're deliberately trying for it to be, you know, like an homage to older games. The action in it is very old school too, which is great. It's very sort of simplistic, but still challenging. Really, really good game. I love the editor. I spent like 2 hours just playing around in the editor, making my little guy.
So, I really need to get back in there. You know, I have a copy that's sitting on my shelf that's been in my system one time.
Yikes.
Yeah, it sucks because I really liked what I played of it, and I've never had time or a chance to put it back in.
Yeah, it's a really, really awesome game.
Yeah, I got it from Gamefly this week as well. So I played a little bit of it, too. And
we'll talk about that when we get to your fondling, all right?
Okay, yeah, this isn't your fondling. What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm just kidding. But no, go ahead. Seriously, I was just joking with you. Go ahead and talk about it. Seriously.
No, I liked it a lot. I got through the first dungeon, and I just, it's Zelda on the PS3, plain and simple.
Yep,
it reminds me of every aspect of that game, the originals. So,
I love, too, the fact...
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
You got you get the little touches from Dragon Warrior, the first Dragon Warrior, when you're in the castle, there's a little guy that says, "May the light shine upon you," and the screen flashes, there's some other cool. Some Zelda references when the king first gives you his sword. He says, "It's dangerous to go alone. Please take this."
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really cool old school. My favorite, though, is did you get the dash boots yet, Borsik?
Yeah.
I love the Mega Man reference when he gives you the dash boots, and it does like the incoming transmission from Dr. Dick instead of Dr. Light.
Mm-hmm.
It says, got dash boots. It's really cool. I really love that game. It's addicting. Not just the references and everything, but the gameplay too is really good.
Yeah.
That pretty much wraps it up for my current fondling. Future fondling is, I don't know, more 3D Dot Game Heroes, I guess. And I'd like to go back and beat Red Dead Revolver at some point, but who knows when that'll ever happen.
All right.
That pretty much wraps it up.
All right, so I guess we will move on to the Scorched Angel.
Yeah. Let's see, what did I play this week? I finished the fourth episode of Sam & Max for the PlayStation 3, The Devil's Playhouse. That series is starting to lose its steam for me, honestly. It's too much of the same now. I think if they would have stuck with maybe three, maybe even four episodes, but trying to do five, like, they're gonna have to really make it special for the finale to make it
special.
I think that I don't know where they're going with the story at all, and you know, it's good. It's just not, I don't know, it's nothing spectacular, I guess is what I'll say.
It didn't rock sores your sock sores.
No, not at all. Let's see what else. I played some Death Spank this week.
Sounds like a porno.
Wow.
Well, it does. Sounds like a necrophiliac porno.
Wow.
That is true. Anyway, I love that game. I'm not too far in it. Like, I just got past, I don't know how far you guys are, but like, I just got to the part where you lose all your stuff.
I think I'm the only one that's bought it, and I haven't played it more than an hour.
Okay, well,
Spoiler alert, yeah, thank you for that, for ruining the game.
Gosh!
Idiot!
It's a little harsh.
Well, I was, never mind. Apparently I'm 5 years late to the party with that joke.
Yeah,
oh, that's right, because nobody cares about Napoleon Dynamite. It doesn't have lasting appeal.
Anyway, yeah, so I like that game a lot. It's, I guess it can be best described as Diablo meets Tales of Monkey Island, with the humor aspect and everything. And I don't know, I'm enjoying it. These past couple weeks for me have not, all the games have been good. I just can't, nothing is like standing above the norm, I guess, for me, because I mean, I played Limbo as well. That's the next game I'll talk about. Which again I liked, but I can't see myself playing them for more than a half an hour without getting bored and wanting to do something else. So
just
I don't
because
know
because you have ADD.
Yeah, you know, if I don't, if that's me or something, I don't know. I didn't think I had ADD.
I hear you like every week. You're like, I need this game. I need that game. I bought this game. I'm playing that game. I'm like, dude, you need to slow down. You're making me tired. I'm not even playing it.
Yeah, that's
I must
why,
be old.
That's why I just decided to take the path of not buying anything new until I finished the stuff I had, for that same reason, because I'd get so ADD about the games that I had that I'd never end up finishing them.
Yeah, I think I need a little intervention for myself to do that as well, because that seems to be what is happening to me.
Yeah, you learn when you get older, you're like, let's just finish what I got before I move on to the next one, because if I don't, I will never finish it. Killer Wolverine.
You learn, too, that the other games are always going to be there.
Yeah, they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. I think it's just the fact that I like playing everything when it's new, because that's when everybody's talking about it.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like I'm late to the party then, all the time, type deal. I don't know.
You're on the right podcast for that.
Yeah. Yeah, we thought about changing our name to the Late to the Party Podcast. That's not serious.
That's true.
How about we change our name of the podcast to Not Invited to the Party?
Yeah.
That would just be me and Ryan then.
Yeah.
No.
Coming up here soon. Coming up here soon, we're going to be able to change our name of the podcast to the Nobody Listens to This Podcast. The Hey, Do You Remember Those Guys Podcast.
Man, they were great.
Well, they were decent.
Yeah, mediocre at best.
Mediocre.
So Limbo, we got a
Limbo.
Don't you dare puzzle quest this podcast.
Well, I really think I started something with that whole puzzle quest.
Yeah, we'll run it into the ground for a couple weeks and nobody will care about it anymore. That's how this show works, too.
Exactly.
We'll run it into the ground to the point people start getting annoyed by it, and then we'll run it into the ground some more.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep, definitely. But anyway, Limbo. Really like that game. Really like that game.
Well, then you need to finish it.
I do. That is my goal for this week, actually, is to finish Limbo.
No, I hope you got more planned for the week.
Well, yes, I do. But...
Actually, I hope you got more planned for the evening.
Yeah, because it's super short.
It's like 2 hours, I think.
I'm halfway through it, and I've played about an hour. So, yeah. hour and a half. But what I have played of it, it's awesome. It has what I like to call the Eureka moment, where you're sitting there trying to figure out a puzzle for 10 minutes, and then finally it clicks, and you like get all excited and want to, you know.
It also has.
And then sometimes you get too excited and you mess up right as you try to figure out a puzzle.
Yeah, it also has those screw you game moments because it plays the Splinter Cell trial error, which I didn't like those parts of the game where you're just walking along and you die.
Yeah.
Because you didn't know there was a giant fucking spider right underneath your foot, or a giant bear trap that was going to fall on your head.
Yeah, and the spider impales you through the head and then walks away with your body.
Yeah, and it's like, wow, I didn't even see that. Thanks for that. That was more of a shock than you should have been paying attention. No,
yeah,
F-U game, that wasn't my fault.
The good thing is, though, that when that does happen, it restarts you, like, 5 seconds before that happens, so you can avoid it the next time.
Oh, yeah, but you know, I'd prefer
still
to be able to...
It's kind of annoying, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to assess the situation before I go in.
Yeah.
See? Assess the situation.
Exactly. Asses. Asses the situation.
But, yes, I want to try to finish that as soon as possible.
You could do it right now.
I probably could.
Before the show's over.
Another game, speaking of late to the party, a few weeks ago I picked up some games on the cheap because a movie gallery was going out of sale.
Going out of business.
Going out of business. And I picked up Tatsunoko vs. Capcom for the Wii for $4.
Wow.
And I really like that game. For me being a guy that's not big into fighting games, I was kind of hesitant, even at $4, like, to pick it up, because I'm...
You know, if I was anywhere within reaching distance, I would slap you.
Wait, you got what for $4 again?
Tatsunoko versus Capcom, and he was hesitant.
Where did you get that for $4?
From a movie gallery that was going out of business.
Oh, movie gallery. Okay, that's... Okay. All right, never mind then.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if there was some kind of sale on that it was only $4, I was going to be excited.
Well, he almost didn't buy it. He was hesitant about $4.
Yeah, I heard that part. That's because he's a...
I'm not a fighting game guy.
So?
I don't enjoy them, so why would I pick them up?
Because it's Tatsunoko versus Capcom for $4?
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm not into RPGs, but if I found Final Fantasy 13 for $4, I'd fucking buy it.
That's
and then
true.
Trade it in for like 10.
Yeah, for like 10 or 15. Hell yeah.
And then sell it to Killer Wolverine.
Who will then destroy it in a fit of anger.
But at least I got my money.
I got
money.
My money, bitch.
I do actually like the game. I played through the arcade mode. And that game is over the top in so many ways. I can't even describe it.
That's the way the versus games work.
Yeah, it reminds me, you know, a lot of Marvel vs. Capcom. And I think you even said in your review, because I went back and looked at your review to see your score, and I think you said it's the spiritual successor to Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, definitely.
And at the time, we didn't know about Marvel vs. Capcom 3, so you said it's, if we're ever going to get a sequel to that game, this is basically it. And it does feel exactly like that.
Oh yeah, I love it. I love that game.
It is very fun. I found myself sitting there just messing around with combinations of characters. I mean, I got my butt kicked, but it was fun, so.
So, well, you're gonna have plenty of opportunity to try your hand at versus games here coming up.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, no kidding.
2011 is officially the year of the fighting game. I'm calling it now.
Officially. Officially.
Well, you just want Mortal Kombat.
I thought 2010 was the officially the year of the fighting game.
Yeah, well, they already one-upped it. Hello. Look at that roster and tell me you don't get Wood.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
It's going to be awesome.
Also, this week I played Gears of War 2. I played a lot of Gears of War 2 because it's the 20 times XP weekend. You get 20 times the normal amount. So I've gone up like 23 levels, 23 ranks, because I started out at I think it was 17, and now I'm up to, like, in the 40s somewhere.
Okay, now my question about that is, why?
Why what?
Why would you want to rank up that high?
Oh.
I mean, for a game like Gears, you don't get anything by ranking up. It's just...
Well, except for the fact that you have to play with the guys who really earned that rank.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play with those guys.
Yeah, no kidding. I jumped into public, just regular public matches, and was getting destroyed. I mean, I joined up with a few friends, Altus and Fixer and Davisblatt. We had more fun because we could work together better, but...
Yeah, I just...
It's, yeah. Ugh. It's like everybody's almost rank 100 now. Like, you see way more than you normally would.
Oh my god, I just could not, I would not want to play with those guys.
Yeah, I am getting more and more frustrated than when I first started playing the game, because the shotgun was bad enough when it was just normal people playing, but now when everybody's pretty much an elitist, like, they just destroy you. You don't have a chance.
In case anybody didn't notice, the show is back on track now.
Yeah.
Greetings, programs.
Hey, look at that.
Are you in like the highway? I thought I heard a car go by.
No, I'm next to a fan.
Oh. Which one?
Oh.
See what I did there.
Yep. So how's it going, everybody?
Oh, it's going fantastic. We're almost done with fondling already. It's only 30 minutes.
Awesome.
So
yeah, not now though.
Yeah, here we go. Great. Anyway, go ahead. Gears of War 2.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I have to say. So
that's all.
I'm
going to
play more.
That.
It's the 20 times XP is over at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight. So I'm going to try to play as much as I can before that, so I can.
Didn't they disable achievements for that too?
No.
Somebody said they did.
No, honest. I've been doing Horde, and you get, like, depending on your difficulty, a couple thousand points for each round of Horde, so you can rank up really quickly. So
I still just don't care.
I know.
I liked Gears, but I really don't want my level to be like a 40 or something, because if I do ever decide to play online, I'd like to play with people who suck as bad as I do.
Well, I probably won't play, like, actually public matches. I'll probably, if I ever play the game after this whole 20 times XP weekend, it'll be with some friends playing Horde, which, if that's the case, then it's not that bad. So that wraps up with Gears, and then the last game that I played, which, Gambus, thank you for being here, you can help me out with this now, is Dragon Quest IX for the DS.
Sweet! What do you think?
I love it. It is a traditional RPG in every sense of the word, but then at the same time, it's addicting as ever.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't get much more simple than, you know, a turn-based battle system with just attack, a spell, an ability, and going through towns, you know. It's simple, but I can see why it's caught on so big over in Japan. So... I'm not too far in it. I'm a couple hours in. So I got past what you were saying last week, Gambus, with the being an angel and falling from, basically falling from the sky and ending up in that town. So
did he use that line on you to pick you up or something?
Yes, exactly. So, I'm just about to leave the starting town, so we'll see. We'll see how things go from there. But I really like it.
Sweet. I think I'm probably about three towns past the first town.
Gotcha.
Rock on.
I fought a couple bosses. One of which actually put up a pretty good fight, so it does have some challenge. It's got some teeth to it.
I heard that it gets a lot harder if you're just playing by yourself. If you team up with multiplayer, if you team up for multiplayer, it's a lot easier of a game. But you have to grind early to get anywhere in single player is what I've heard. So
I do a lot of grinding.
Yeah, me too. So
sounds like
even
fun.
Now, I'm a couple hours in.
Because it's like if I'm I've been taking my DS pretty much everywhere with me. If there's like any downtime at all, like if I'm waiting in line for something or if I'm waiting on something, I break out the Dragon Quest IX and do some battling and grinding.
Do you do some bumping and grinding?
Yes, some bumping and grinding.
I don't see nothing wrong.
With a little bump and grind. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
This has turned into the Dragon Quest IX train.
Come on! Come on!
I've never been more frightened in my entire life.
You should be. Run to the hills.
Oh, yeah.
I'll break out the maiden.
All right.
Puzzle Quest.
I did that entirely for Killer Wolverine because I know he'd fallen asleep over there or hung up or something.
I was debating about hanging up and just going to the bathroom or something. That's probably more fun. Sorry, go ahead.
You're welcome.
Anyway, my future fondling, it's my goal to try to clean up some of the games that I've played for a little bit and then put back down. So I'd like to play some more Super Mario Galaxy 2, some Blur, and I want to finish up Limbo. So, and then I have to review Dragon Quest IX for the site, and then maybe also review a game for the Wii called Arkrise Fantasia, which is another Japanese RPG. So that's about it.
All right, Gambus, you got 5 minutes.
Okay, I played 2 games this past week. Dragon Quest IX, obviously.
We already talked about that.
And Blur.
You played Blur this week?
Yeah, me. I forgot about that, actually.
Oh, see, Gambus, your game sessions are not memorable.
Yes.
No, we had some fun. It was a fun game.
Yeah. Had a pretty busy week this week. It seems like the past, month or so, my weeks have been really busy.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it is.
Indeed.
Inviting people to his party. That's pretty busy.
Really?
What?
It's true.
You gonna do that right on the show?
That's how I roll, dog.
You sound like you're on the highway now.
Oh, that's because, sorry. Is that better?
A little bit.
Cool. Did you have a fan next to you too?
No, I was, you know.
Yeah, he doesn't have any fans. Hello.
I was thinking in thinking mode and had my hand under my chin.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow, you know, I could have made a "Can you scratch my balls" joke there, but you know.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty much kind of sleep deprived right now. Yesterday I had 4 hours of sleep, and today I had 3 hours of sleep.
You know, you're gonna have to tell your woman to let you take a break. You know, you got to rest, son.
Oh,
you got to drink some water.
Yeah,
make sure you rehydrate yourself.
Yeah, see, my son is laughing at me right now because I'm laughing. So he thinks it's funny, too.
That's that joke.
Yeah.
He gets it. He's my son. He gets it.
But, future fondling, I'd like to get back into Transformers.
Transformers?
And...
Damn, fuck y'all if you ain't gonna finish my song.
Monument.
You were you talking about that speech impediment earlier, Wombat?
Yeah, yeah.
I had deja vu.
Yeah, there's also a little game coming out this week.
You're not allowed to talk about it.
I'm not allowed to talk about it?
No, that's mine.
Okay.
Nobody else is allowed to talk about that game but me.
I won't even mention it.
You shouldn't. You don't deserve to be in its presence.
In its illuminated presence. So, I guess that concludes my ongoing.
I don't know.
Fondling.
You are picking that up this week, by the way? That game that shall not be mentioned?
Yeah.
Oh, you and I. You and I.
You and I.
You got a head start on me, though.
Not really. Yeah, not a lot. I didn't want to ruin my, you know. I didn't want to ruin
it. You know
what?
I actually, I'm tempted to play it.
Oh.
Even though I never played the original.
Oh, I've only been waiting 12 years for this fucking game.
Yeah.
It's okay, Wombat. I've never played the original either.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I played Warcraft. But I never played the original
StarCraft. You're dangerously close to saying its name.
That is true.
I'll tell you what, that trailer is bad.
Oh, that new one?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that one I posted on Twitter the other day. That thing, I watched it like 4 times, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Just, oh my God.
It's beautiful.
Anyway.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be awesome.
Okay, well, I guess I will do mine. Actually, I don't think I have a whole lot outside of what everybody's already talked about. I did beat Limbo. I did enjoy the game. It's a fun game. Reminds me a lot of Braid, you know, a lot of puzzle solving. I mean, and people like cry foul and poo-poo when you say, oh, it's like Braid. It's nothing like Braid. Braid is a time manipulation puzzles and... Yeah, that's not Limbo, but I'm just talking about the actual experience reminded me of Braid. Because it's just a platformer with puzzles. I do find it, like, entirely disturbing. Like, the way you die in that game.
Yeah.
And seeing
you're
people...
supposed to be a little boy.
Yeah, and people are, like, hanging. Like, from nooses.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's really kind of creepy when you play the game. Very, very interesting art direction, though. I did enjoy the game. And all I have to say at the ending is, what the fuck? I think developers just do things now to make people talk about it on the internet.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, there's like 40 different theories as to what the game is about. So, yeah. But anyway, good game. $15 is expensive for a 2 to 3 hour experience. But if you liked Braid, you paid $15 for Braid... you'd probably be just as satisfied with this. I did play a game that I expected to suck thoroughly, which was the Little League World Series 2010. And it's really good. Other than the fact that it will whoop your ass like nobody's business. I played my first game. You think this is Little League, so you're thinking this is like a kid's game. It's easy. Yeah, I'm going to blow the opponent out like 50-1. The games are 6 innings long, and it was nothing to nothing at the end of the 6 innings, so I went into extra innings. And it literally took me to the bottom of the 9th when I finally did hit a 2-run home run to win the game. I mean, it was just... it's crazy. Like, the computer is just... the computer's just evil. It's hard, and I'm playing on easy.
Wow.
So the game is definitely not for kids. It actually reminds me a lot of... I'm sure you've seen like those Konami like over-the-top style baseball games from Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds...
Is it kind of like Power Pros?
Yeah, it's very similar to Power Pros.
Okay.
Power
Pros games.
You've got the special moves where you can like light your pitcher on fire, and he throws like 110 mile an hour fastballs. But it's really fun. If you like baseball and you're willing to learn the mechanics of the game, I definitely think it's worth checking out. It's really fun. I did install it to my hard drive, and it's literally like 800 megabytes. It's like nice. Naughty Bear. So I thought that was kind of interesting, but it is a lot of fun. I was really surprised. I did pick up the two Dragon Age DLCs, the Leliana Song and the Darkspawn Chronicles.
Yeah,
how are those?
I played through Leliana Song. I haven't played Darkspawn Chronicles. That's this week, but I played through Leliana Song, and I could not believe it. I played it through just to get the story, and it literally I beat it in 53 minutes.
What?
And I'm like, what the hell? I'd heard it was like 3 or 4 hours long.
How much was it?
$5.60. So six,
like $6-7.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. That's it?
Yikes.
Wow.
I'm sure there's a lot more to it that I skipped because I didn't do any side stuff or anything. I just wanted the story. I'm sure there's more to it, but good God. 53 minutes to go through the story. I'm kind of pissed.
Yeah.
It's the first DLC that I've played that instead of, you know, just accessing it from your current game, you start a new game and you just play through it. I guess Darkspawn's like that too, because I saw it in the menu when I started it up.
Really?
Yeah. You choose new game and you just play through it separately.
Well, Darkspawn's not at all connected to your character anyway.
Well, neither's Leliana Song.
Oh, it's not?
You play as her. Okay. You play as Leliana.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah. All right, yeah, I didn't even know anything about that Leliana Song DLC. I had no idea about any of it.
Yeah, you play as her through her story, so.
Was it pretty good?
I mean, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed getting the backstory, and, you know, I think that you can actually change the way the outcome happens. So that's kind of neat. So I might play through it again and do the different one. I definitely want to play through it again and at least do the side quest, because I guess there's a really sweet piece of armor that you get. But I don't know that you can actually use it in your other game. I don't know, so we'll have to see.
You get to use it during the last 15 minutes of the game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So I did play Deadliest Warrior and Hydro Thunder, which Killer Wolverine talked about. I love both of those games. What the fuck? Oh, okay. Sorry. My chat window came up. I threw in Rock Band 2 because I just had the hankering to play some Rock Band. I busted through the Green Day songs finally that I had downloaded onto my disc like 2 months ago. And yeah, it's not very fun on guitar. And then my other two games that I played this week, I actually had played in preparation for this week for my future fondling. So I busted out some Blaze Blue Calamity Trigger.
And
the sequel's coming out, isn't it?
Yes. And I realized that I still have the knack for that game. That was fun. I really had a lot of fun with that game. And then I threw in a little old 12-year-old game called StarCraft.
Oh,
called StarCraft, and I beat down a Zerg computer with my Protoss because I'm ready to feel it.
Protoss are awesome.
I am ready to give my life for Ire. Yes. I'm ready to play. Which, it's so funny because I literally am picking up my copy tomorrow if I decide to go pick it up. I probably could have had it on Friday, but it does you no good. Because Blizzard has cock-blocked us all by not allowing you to install the game until 7:27. So.
Yeah.
I have to. I'm not allowed to play it until the release date. Damn you, Blizzard.
Yeah.
I guess Yeah, you
go
can't.
Ahead, sir.
No, you can't do anything. Like, if you literally, there's a screen that pops up. If you turn on the game and try to install it, it says, "Come back on 7/27 at whatever time."
I assume you have to have an internet connection to install it.
Yes, it's got one of those DRMs.
Oh, gotcha. So, I was gonna say you can't just unplug your internet and set your system clock.
Well, I'd imagine what's probably going to happen is when the game actually releases, that'll go away. You know, like, they'll patch the game so that doesn't happen.
Oh, gotcha.
But right now, yeah, if you try to install it, it tries to connect to the internet, and it actually says, "Hell, son, it ain't time."
Nice.
Or something to that effect. I saw the screen. It was kind of funny. It's basically just saying, nah, you don't get to.
You get nothing.
So that's depressing. So that's definitely my future, is to play some StarCraft II, The Wings of Liberty.
Yes.
I am so pumped for that game.
Mm.
And in between my sessions of that, I will be playing BlazBlue. I just forgot the
Continuum Shift.
Continuum Shift, that's what it is. Or as I like to call it, Continuous Ripoff, as three of the new characters are DLC. Paid DLC.
What?
Yeah.
So it doesn't come with any new characters out of the box?
No, there's four new characters out of the box.
Uh-huh.
But then you get three other ones, but you have to pay for them.
There's three more that'll be released downloadable. One of them's already up, which is the raccoon girl with the underboob. You really probably think I'm making that up, but I'm not.
If you played that game, you know you're not making that up.
Yes.
She has a foxtail, maybe. Maybe it's a foxtail.
Mm-hmm.
And she has this little shirt on with some underboob.
Mm.
And, like, hot pants on. So, I mean, if you're into furries, you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go, Japanese. Boy.
Yeah, cat ears.
Yeah. Watch that furry jiggle. Anyway, I did miss a game. I'm sorry, I missed it. I did play Sin and Punishment because I had to review it this week. That's a great game.
Yes,
it is. It's really a lot of fun. It's one of those shooters that's like really, really hard, but it doesn't punish you because it you know, it's really forgiving.
Yeah,
and the easy mode is truly easy. So, but I loved it. It did take me a little while because I played with the classic controller mostly because that's my preferred method. And it took a little while to get used to moving your character with the left stick and then moving your cursor with the right one. I know that's normally how third-person shooters work, but this isn't a third-person shooter. This is like a light gun on rail shooter where you can actually move your character anywhere on the screen.
Yeah.
But just not forward or backward. That's automated.
Did you sense a little bit of a contra taste to it?
Some of the levels, especially like the bosses.
Yeah.
Like the bosses are totally Contra, but then the levels themselves are totally shooter, like that second level where you're flying through the city.
Yeah.
There's just like hundreds and hundreds of enemies flying at you. I mean, that was intense because I couldn't kill even half of them. There were just too many of them. But no, that game is incredibly awesome, and if you own a Wii, you need to go buy it like right now because it's awesome.
I have been thinking about picking it up, so...
Yeah, it's definitely worth picking up. It's a great game.
If not, I'll definitely GameFly it.
I think... Yes, that is all. That is all I've played. Obviously, this week, like I said, it's all about StarCraft. And some BlazBlue.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so, Gambus, you had one more thing you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I just a little thing. I was at Dave and Buster's last night.
Yes, I know. I apologize. Yeah. I didn't get your text till late.
Yeah, I should have texted you earlier, but
well, you did text me early enough. I just didn't see it. And then when I saw it, I'm like, oh my god, Gambus Khan wants me to come to Dave and Buster's on a Saturday night at 8:30 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, it was Jessica's birthday party.
Yes.
And it was, dude, she had like 17, she had like 17 friends.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was insane. We played games all the way up until closing.
Jesus.
Yeah. It was a good time. We played L.A. Machines. We played House of the Dead 3 and 4, I think. Played Time Crisis 3. Played some air hockey. Played some Tekken. Yeah, she beat me at Tekken.
Nice.
Yeah. And then she actually, I actually let her play the computer, and she got all the way to like the fifth character. And I was like, wow, you got kind of a knack for this. And it was her first time playing it. So,
now, whose idea was it to go to Dave & Buster's for her birthday? Because she's not a gamer.
You know, actually, it was her idea.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, really.
It's interesting.
Yeah, and one time that we were talking a few days ago, she actually said that she, even though she's not a gamer, that she wants to game with me sometime.
Nice.
She wants to play with you. That should be your line. You should just look at her and be like, "Hey, baby, shall we play a game?"
You should
game?
Take her to Arcade Legends, Gamus.
Yeah, that would be sweet.
All right, boys, slide up there. All right. Well, as I was saying off the air, that I the other thing that I got to check out this week that I thought was pretty badass was 3D TV. I have to say that I am thoroughly impressed now. I don't know if I can see myself spending $200 per pair of glasses, because I think I would be like terrified of those glasses. I wonder if you can get a prescription for them. Can you go to LensCrafters and use your insurance to get prescription 3D glasses?
That'd be awesome.
Because that's about the only way I could really see spending $200 per pair of glasses.
Mm.
So, but I do have to say I was impressed. But of course, they were running something really cool, and when you get it home, there's like five things that support it.
Right.
And then you have to buy a new Blu-ray player if you don't have a PS3, because you need a 3D Blu-ray player. And then you have to buy all your movies again in 3D Blu-ray, because the Blu-ray version doesn't come with the 3D version.
Yep.
So, yeah. You know what? I'm just not going to spend that much money. As cool as it was, I just don't want to spend that much money right now. I do look forward to playing a game on it to see how that works, because I do like how when you move to the left or the right, it looks like you're moving around the stuff that's on the screen. That's actually really freaking cool.
That is pretty neat.
Yeah.
So I suggest everybody, because you can go to Best Buy and just ask them about it, and they'll let you sit down and actually check it out, and it's pretty freaking cool. So I suggest checking it out. All right, so I'm going to move on to the news. And you know, we moved on to the news last week, and you totally didn't start it.
I know, because you kind of just went right into it, so I figured I'd just go with it and let you go straight into it.
I think it'd been, because you've been gone so long, I'd forgot.
Yeah.
That we have a routine, so I won't forget this week. I'm bringing it up.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine's Weekly Dirt. Do we even call it that anymore? I've been gone for so long, I don't even remember. Anyways, brought to you by the Internet. Because let's face it, 90% of people in the world are too ugly to deal with in person anyway. And now your host, Zero Tolerance.
Wow, that's an interesting statement. Obviously this week you're going to have an ass load of news coming out of Comic-Con. Which is amazing, because it's a Comic-Con, not Game-A-Con.
it's really pretty much turned into Geek-A-Con.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah. Just like PAX is now, you know, like better than E3. Six new artists were announced for Rock Band 3, and I know Killer Wolverine will laugh when I say this, but Rock Lobster has been announced from the B-52.
What?
Yes.
Rock Lobster.
I'm not joking. No. Rock Lobster is in the game, along with Def Leppard's Foolin', Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Awesome.
Marilyn Manson's Beautiful People.
That's interesting.
Filter's Hey Man, Nice Shot, and Foreigner's Cold as Ice.
So. Nice.
Here was a big announcement. Capcom has announced that Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition is coming.
Ooh.
That will be awesome.
But actually, I didn't hear that announcement. It's coming to what?
That's the thing.
Downloadable.
No. There's no details. People have just been rumoring and guessing what it's going to be. It's just Capcom announced Street Fighter 3 Third Strike Online Edition.
I think it's going to be downloadable.
Yeah, that's what everybody's guessing is PSN and Xbox Live.
It'll be a pretty big downloadable game, too.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be huge, like Marvel Capcom and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other big thing announced this week was Capcom and Namco's collaboration for Street Fighter X Tekken and Tekken X Street Fighter.
Yep.
Which, if you saw this, basically what they're going to do, from what I've read, is that Street Fighter 4 engine will include Tekken characters, and then the Tekken engine will include Street Fighter characters. So it's going to be two games.
Yeah, have you seen the screenshots for it yet, by the way?
I saw the screenshots for the Capcom one.
Right. That's the only one that there's screenshots available for yet.
Yeah. And
it looks good.
It looks like Street Fighter 4, and then Kazuya's...
Right, with Tekken character.
Yeah, Kazuya. Well, the only three characters they showed was Kazuya, Ryu, and Chun-Li.
Right.
So that's the only three we know for sure, but I would be interested to see how they play this out. I mean, how would Street Fighter characters play in the Tekken engine, you know?
Yeah, I'm not at all nervous about Street Fighter X Tekken, but I am very nervous about Tekken X Street Fighter.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to... I don't think that's going to how that's going to go.
Yeah, well, also with Street Fighter X Tekken, you got to figure that the Tekken characters don't have not nearly as much projectile attacks as the Street Fighter characters.
No, but the new Street Fighter characters don't really have a lot of projectiles either.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So I think they'll mesh well. I think Capcom will balance it extremely well. Like Wombold said, I'm not worried about the Capcom one. I'm just interested to see how Street Fighter characters, you know, translate into the...
Yeah, that will be the more interesting game. Who knows which one will actually be the better game, but...
I already know the answer.
Yeah, I just don't want to say it.
You don't want to play favorites right now?
No, not right now, but...
Yeah, I mean, the trick about both of them is going to be making sure you can include the other group in your franchise without ruining what makes the other group special.
Yep.
That's going to be the hard part. It's going to be hard to add Tekken characters to Street Fighter without it feeling like they just added new characters to Street Fighter, and vice versa for Tekken.
Yeah.
All right. Space Combat has been confirmed for the Old Republic.
Sweet.
Nice. I get more and more excited about that every day.
You know you're going to have to buy a new PC, right?
Mm-hmm.
Irrational Games is holding an event on August 11th that where they're apparently going to reveal a new game. So, should be exciting.
Oh.
New Dragon Age DLC was showcased at Comic-Con this week. Attendees got to play it. Basically, it's a punishing new dungeon. It has nothing to do with the story or anything like that. It's just a dungeon for you to run through with high-level characters. No name or anything for it, so... Take that as you will.
Interesting.
Blizzard apparently claims that StarCraft II did not cost $100 million like it was reported last week. So they said they've never disclosed the amount that StarCraft II cost, obviously for reasons they will not go into. But a game that's been in development for 12 years, it definitely didn't come cheap.
Yeah. That's the truth.
Activision announced this week Neil Patrick Harris will be voicing Spider-Man, one of the Spider-Mans, as Killer Wolverine pointed out earlier, in the new Shattered Dimensions game, because there's going to be four Spider-Mans in the new game. So he will be voicing one of them. So that's pretty cool. He does a lot of comic book voices.
Yeah.
Apparently Crytek is open to making a PlayStation 3 exclusive game, which is more fodder news that we don't need. EA is going to reveal a new Dead Space animated feature and graphic novel which if it's anything like the last one, that movie was pretty cool.
It was pretty cool. It was kind of like a animated, almost like an animated like Event Horizon.
Love Event Horizon. Little Big Planet 2 has been dated with a collector's edition announced, of course. It's $80.
I like what it comes with, though.
It comes with bookends.
And a Sackboy.
Yeah, I know. It comes with 11 downloadable costumes, 5 avatars, the little 7-inch Sackboy figure, and the bookends, so you can put your... And what's awesome is they show the picture of the two games in the bookends, and the fact that PlayStation changed their box art on the side, they look just awful next to each other.
Wow, they got some really cool costumes. Did you look at the costumes?
Well, yeah, one of them's Gonzo. Hello.
Yeah, Gonzo.
Hello.
What's the price on that collector's again?
$80.
That's not bad, actually.
No, that's not bad for all you get.
Yeah.
It's really not. Even though I still don't feel like they should have made a sequel.
There's even a Tron Legacy Sackboy.
Well, that's the only reason you care.
Yeah, it is. I'd pay $80 for that.
I bet you're stupid. If you ever go on a rant about DLC prices again, I'm going to punch you.
I'm just kidding.
Next up, the producer of Company of Heroes urges players to keep their keys, because apparently they're going to be giving away a special item for people when Company of Heroes Online launches. So there you go. Disney is apparently nearing a deal to acquire the social gaming company Playdom.
Interesting. I don't even know who they are.
I don't either, but Disney wants to buy them, so they must be good.
Yeah. We'll probably hear about them later.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Mafia 2 demo is coming on August 10th. So you will get to check that out to see if it's worth picking up. New Hitman is being reported. It's in development, and it should be out in late 2011.
Yay!
Hitman 5.
Love Hitman.
Here's news that will make Killer Wolverine cheer. Infamous 2. Cole is out. They're bringing back the old one.
Oh, thank God.
Yep. I saw that. I knew you'd be happy about that, K-Dub.
Oh,
I saw that this week.
Jesus.
They announced at Comic-Con that with the fan outcry about the new design, they are getting rid of the new Abercrombie Fitch version, and they're bringing you the old Nathan Hale version.
Oh, good.
He looks just like Nathan Hale.
He does look a lot like Nathan Hale.
So we go from, you know, douchebag Cole back to generic Cole. So rock on. Halo Reach announcements this week from Comic-Con. A lot of big stuff. Forge World. Did you watch the video for Forge World?
Yes.
Did everybody watch the video for Forge World?
I did not, no.
Oh,
no, I haven't.
Oh, my God.
What is it? Explain Forge World to me, since I was not
Forge
available
World
during...
is basically a giant map. Imagine an entire, like, open world game. With geometry and, you know, it's just like a giant island. And basically you can go in there and create any kind of level that you can possibly imagine. And if you watch the video of them creating levels, it's ridiculous.
Really?
This thing is monster. Like, they recreated Blood Gulch within this world, and it only took up maybe 5% of the entire Forge world. So, that thing looks bamf.
Okay. Yeah, like, I mean, I was excited for Halo Reach prior to Forge World, but that just pushed me over the top. I can't wait for that.
Forge World looks, because you can also, like, change the physics and all that stuff to the objects, and you just need to watch the vid doc. It will really just blow your mind.
Yeah, they finally also fixed it so you don't, it's not hard to very slowly put stuff into, like, put stuff together. Like, it's not a big hassle to try to get items to fit together better. Like, they fixed all that.
They're actually shipping the game with 12 of the maps they've created within Forge World in the actual disc.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So
I missed that part. Awesome.
Yeah, they will be including a bunch of maps they created, and they're going to have a whole new sharing system for the online mode. So, and they also announced Versus Firefight. So, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
A new spin on Firefight. And probably almost as big as all of that is the, you knew it was coming, but you didn't know it was going to be this kick-ass, the special limited edition Halo Reach Xbox 360 console. Did you see the pictures of it?
Yes, mm-hmm. I did.
I think it looks sweet. And the price is stellar. $399 comes with two controllers, two limited edition controllers, the limited edition console, which makes sounds from Halo when you turn it on. Because the new Xbox 360 console makes a little beeping noise when you open the tray and when you turn it on. Mm-hmm. And the Halo Reach Edition, when you turn it on, it makes one of the Halo sounds, I can't remember, but when you eject the tray, it makes the shield charging up sound. So.
Which is cool.
That's pretty badass. And $399 for two limited edition controllers, the console, 250 gig hard drive, and the game. So, and plus there's apparently some DLC stuff in there too, which is just awesome. That's a steal for people who want the console, the new console, obviously.
Yeah.
So, that's going to be huge for Halo. That thing's going to be monstrous. It's going to sell a ton.
Uh-huh.
Boba Fett was announced for Force Unleashed 2.
Oh, sweet.
So, there you go.
Interesting.
Apparently, Medal of Honor team forms Danger Close Studio at EA. Oh, here's one for you, Killer Wolverine. THQ has announced a sequel to Marvel Superhero Squad.
So there. So that's the game of the year right there, man.
I can't believe that game actually got a sequel.
Yeah.
I mean, did it really sell enough to get a sequel?
No.
Ugh. I heard it was just awful. Dead Rising 2, Case Zero, the Dead Rising prequel, will be available on August 31st. And here's the best news. It's $5. Can you believe it? 400 points.
That is sweet.
They could have not have picked a more perfect price for that. Other than free.
Dude, that's a steal. People would have paid $10 or $15 for that, and they're giving it to you
for
$5.
That's what I was thinking I was going to have to pay for. It was $15.
Yep. Apparently, here's a study that says women spend more on fake video game items than men.
Interesting.
Mm.
And this is, of course, referring to crap like Farmville.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, you played it.
Yeah, I know.
That was in your fondling. I saw that on Facebook the other day. I'm like, okay. Most people I see on my Facebook when it comes up, like, Scorched Angel has found a donkey in his garden. I'm like, are you kidding me?
A lonely kitty cat has wandered onto Scorched Angel's farm.
Yes. A little pig.
I didn't know he lived on a farm.
You live on a farm? Apparently NBA 2K11 is offering the Jordan Challenge, which we all know about.
Which
Michael Jordan.
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, Michael Jordan being in NBA 2K11 was a big announcement, and now they're doing the challenges where you get to relive some of his biggest moments, like when he announced that LeBron James was stupid. You get to do that in the game.
Like when he tried to play baseball.
Like when he tried to play, come back and play for the Wizards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Apparently, Splinter Cell Conviction and Assassin's Creed 2 are coming to Mac, so that's good news for all Mac owners.
Uh-huh.
The Doctor Who, the adventure games, are available outside of the UK. They're available in Direct to Drive in a bundle. So there you go, Gambus.
Yeah.
Flight Control HD is getting a PlayStation Move-compatible PS3 release.
I don't know how well that'll work.
You never know. New Mass Effect 2 DLC coming, and this one's actually a pretty good story part. The Shadow Broker,
Yeah.
Anybody who played the game knows about the Shadow Broker, the mysterious mm-hmm. person in the background. So, and then in the screenshot, you actually see Liara with your squad. So that should be interesting.
Hmm.
If you want to play Scott Pilgrim's Punch-Out, it's free.
Yeah.
It's on the App Store, and it's free.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, I know you're pumped about that, aren't you?
I think it looks like a good movie.
I think you're just a Michael Cera fanboy.
The game looks actually really cool.
Yeah.
You know, I'd never heard of this thing until this movie came out.
I had never heard of it either.
Comic book's been going on for, I think Volume 1 came out like 3, maybe 4 years ago. But what's interesting is that I think there's like 6 graphic novels, and it's like one comes out like every 6 months or something. So it's not like they're pumping them out, but it's like comes out periodically.
Yeah, well, what can you do? Apparently, it's going to be huge once it hits. It's going to be like Twilight for nerds.
Yeah, lots of video game references.
Netflix on PS3 is apparently going disc free this fall.
Hmm.
I don't know why it wasn't disc-free to begin with.
Yeah.
Things got a hard drive. Square Enix has confirmed a Tactics Ogre PSP remake coming to the U.S. Is that game still even relevant? I'm just kind of curious.
I thought it became irrelevant when Final Fantasy Tactics came out, and it was basically the successor to Tactics Ogre.
Right. Well,
I think a lot of people are like hold on to that game like it was something special, and I'm like, hasn't there been a lot of games that have been better than it? I don't play those kind of games, so I don't know. But I remember when that game came out for the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
And then like a couple months later, Final Fantasy Tactics comes out and kind of makes it look stupid, and and like people still hold on to Tactics Ogre like it's something special.
Yeah,
I don't know. So, I'm sure some people are excited for it.
It's just Square Enix trying to make some more dough.
Two more characters were leaked out for Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh yeah, and I'm excited about both of them.
Obviously, Thor from Marvel. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm going to butcher this name, but Amaterasu?
Amaterasu, I think it's just... I think the T is silent.
The T is silent. Then don't fucking put it in there. from Okan. Okay. From Okan. I knew you'd appreciate that joke. From Okami. So you can play as a dog.
A wolf.
Whatever. Dogs are descendants of wolves, so suck it.
Yeah, they de-evolved from the wolf.
That game de-evolved from fun.
Oh, listen to me.
It was a good game.
I stick to my opinion.
If you diss a commie, you can't like Zelda.
I thought you just said if I diss a commie. I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, man. If you don't like Okami, then you can't really like Zelda, because especially Twilight Princess.
You know what?
You know something?
No, no. Don't you dare.
The wolf seems in Twilight Princess. When you're the wolf,
it sucked.
It's not even one fifth.
It's not Zelda. You know what? No, don't you dare say that because I don't like Okami, I can't like Zelda.
Okay, maybe I'll rephrase that. Twilight Princess.
No, no, no. I love Twilight Princess when you weren't playing as the fucking wolf. I thought that was the worst part of the game.
Well, you would probably love Okami whenever it's not in the story doing the movie scenes that unfortunately take up the first hour of the game. But
yeah,
once you get past that,
it's good.
Yeah, it is. It turns into a good game after the first hour.
Well, that's a good selling point.
Yeah.
Speaking of... yeah, put it on the back of the box. This game gets great after the first hour. All right. Speaking of Zelda, actually, Skyward Sword is apparently set before the Ocarina of Time, so apparently there is a timeline in the Zelda series.
What? It's got a lot of branches.
Yeah, it's got a shitload of branches. Of course, wasn't it just like a couple years ago that they explained that the Zelda series was, every link was different?
Yeah.
So
yeah, I could have swore they said that.
So now apparently it has a timeline? Whatever. You know what, you're just making like, shit up at this point.
Each one is a descendant from the other one.
Whatever.
Yeah, dude. Do yourself a favor and don't try to wrap your head around the Zelda timeline, or you're just gonna your mind's gonna explode.
They're just all fucking clones. That's what's going on.
Well, to be all honest, chronologically, the Zelda that is the latest in the timeline is actually Zelda 2.
So apparently, they get worse as they get older.
Further back in the past, it gets better.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Square Enix is apparently releasing Legend of Mana on PSN.
Mm, I heard that wasn't that good.
Yeah, well. What we got here? Rockstar is implementing anti-cheating and anti-griefing measures in the next Red Dead Redemption update.
Interesting.
So,
in other words, the patch will probably be about a gig.
Dude, no. No, what's wrong with you? Seriously, what's wrong with you?
I'm just messing.
What else we got here? Sorry, I'm trying to deal with a finicky baby. I don't know what you're crying about, son. You got it made.
I mean, it's really not nice to call Killer Wolverine a finicky baby when he's on the show. I mean, you can call him that when he's not on the show, but when he's actually here,
barely,
it gets a little rude.
Yeah, I think he fell asleep when I said Okami. He had a flashback. Mark Hamill and Kevin Conroy have joined the DC Universe Online cast.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, now didn't Mark Hamill like last week? Say
he
that,
was done.
Yeah, he said he was done, didn't he?
Yeah.
What's up, man? What's up? What else we got on here? Guitar. Oh, this is a big thing for me. I know Gambus will enjoy this. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock is featuring Rush's 2112
mm-hmm.
in its entirety.
Mm-hmm.
The 20-minute long track.
Oh my god.
Oh, that is going to be so fucking awesome to play.
It'll be like, hey, you guys want to get together and play that, play some Guitar Hero? Yeah. What do you want to play? Oh, we can just play that 20-minute song, and it'll be a night.
Dude, that'll be an experience. That is,
yeah.
Oh, that's going to be... I bet there's an achievement for that bitch.
Probably.
Oh, god. I love that. I love that track, too, so that's going to be fun. Here's some Killer Wolverine news. In Gears of War 3, you will be able to decide if Carmine lives or dies.
Da, 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 da.
Okay.
You can even wear shirts. It's like Team Edward and Team Jacob all over
no.
again.
Oh, no.
Yep, it is.
That's stupid.
You can have one that says Save Carmine and one for Carmine Must Die.
Who cares?
Are they like actual shirts you can wear?
They're avatar shirts for your avatar.
Oh.
So, and you can purchase the real shirts at Comic-Con.
Oh, wow.
So,
I wish I was
at Comic-Con, because I would love to get a shirt that, you know, killed Carmine.
I know we're going backwards in the news, but there were four other characters announced for Marvel Capcom 3. Dr. Doom, Chun-Li, Trish from Devil May Cry, and the Super Skrull. Really?
Super Skrull.
Who the fuck is the Super Skrull?
You don't know Super Skrull?
No, I'm sorry. I don't
He's
know obscure
Skrull
Marvel.
He's the Skrull that has the powers of all the Fantastic Four.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. He must be pretty powerful then. He can,
Are you laughing or crying? I can't figure it out, son.
Well, I mean... If you have all the powers of the Fantastic Four, then essentially you could be the greatest cook that have ever lived, and you could be invisible at the same time because you could have You could be cooking and chopping multiple things with your long limbs and your...
If I just walked into that conversation...
I'm pretty sure Super Scroll has more important things to do, like taking over the world.
If I just walked into that conversation,
then concentrating
I'd be
on his culinary efforts.
If you pre-order Force Unleashed 2 at GameStop, you get a special bonus lightsaber crystal and an exclusive skin called the Maul Killer.
Oh.
Yeah, which is about the dumbest name for anything I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. But it looks badass.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that much. That was a cry. I heard that one. Castlevania Lords of Shadow is releasing in October. So,
sweet.
There you go.
Hopefully it's good. Yeah, what I played of it seemed to be pretty good.
Boy, what is going on?
He's tired of the nerdom going on.
He is. He's like, would you shut up?
Shut up about video games?
Seriously, the Medal of Honor 360 beta is finally up.
Did you play it yet, Zero?
No. Here we go. It was delayed so long that the PS3 and PC betas have been extended.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tetsuya Mitsuguchi has said that Kinect tech is improving every day, which is exactly what you want to hear when it's got a release date.
Yeah.
Very say, well, that's good, because it's supposed to come out here real soon.
Did anybody take advantage of the crazy Toys R Us sale that was going on where you could get Kinect for like $90?
No, but I thought about it.
I
thought better of it.
I logged on to the website to do it, and it had already died. Because I figured if I was going to have to buy it to do review games, I might as well get it as cheap as I can.
Mm-hmm. he's pissed because you're talking about that stupid piece of crap.
I'm telling you.
He's mad because you're talking about Kinect.
Oh, he is mad. Why are you mad, son?
Tell him why you mad, son.
Tell me why you mad. Every time he cries now, I just look at him like, you mad?
Oh, you mad?
Let go of my headset. He's got my headset. I think we need to jump to the Twitter shouts. That way Wombold can take over and...
Wombold's got to get out his phone. Hold on.
Okay. I already posted the tweet, so they're listed up there. I'm going to see if there's are you mad?
I hope my phone has enough battery to get through this.
You're at home. Charge the fucker.
I have a charger handy.
You mad?
Killer Wolverine?
You mad? What are you mad for?
All right, let's see.
You mad because I watched Predator today instead of playing with you?
We didn't do just a big Silfo's just a big shout out to my favorite podcast crew preserving the sanity of geeky workers almost every Monday since 2006.
That's where you need to start. That's it.
Okay. Iceman 2885 says, "Did you guys see the Game Informer Dragon Age 2 story?"
I would have if my fucking copy of the magazine had showed up.
What an awesome looking game!
Oh, I'm pumped.
I cannot wait until it comes out.
I am super pumped for that game.
Anybody else?
I have not read the article.
Comment on
yet.
It, maybe.
I got the issue, but I have not read it yet. The artwork does look really good, though.
Yeah, the game sounds like it's going to be pretty much everything I hoped that a sequel to Dragon Age would be.
This game is everything I could have dreamed for,
and more.
Although I heard it's all like it's much more action oriented now, which I actually am excited about that.
Yeah, it should be. They've cleaned up the combat a little bit apparently, so we'll see how that goes.
I'm all about some clean old combat.
Hopefully that's a good thing and not a bad thing. D Huff says, "What's your take on Deus Ex Human Revolution?"
I thought it was Human. Is it Revolution or Evolution?
Deus Ex Human No, it's Revolution.
Okay.
And he says, "It's pretty much. It's looking like what I hoped Alpha Protocol would be." Which I don't really get the Alpha Protocol vibe from it. But I loved the first Deus Ex. And did not love so much the second Deus Ex. So I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Well, I can tell you what he's referring to in the Alpha Protocol vibe. He's saying he would like Deus Ex Human Revolution to be what Alpha Protocol he hoped it would have been, which was good. So.
Yikes.
But Deus Ex, you know, I'm not a big fan of the series. It's never been my thing. So I'm not excited about this one. I will be the first to admit that.
I am.
Anybody else?
I'd like to see it and play it, but I'm not like... It's not like one of my most anticipated games.
Has anybody other than me played the other ones?
I've played them.
Zero, I should say.
I played probably about the first couple hours of the original one.
Did you like it? Do you even care?
I thought it was okay. It wasn't. I think I rented it, or it was either rented or borrowed, and I was kind of like, it's good, but. I was playing, I think it was on PS1. I played the PS1 version. I guess, evidently, the PC version was much better.
Much superior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if I played the PC version, I would have probably had a better experience with it.
Well, you can't play it anymore because you have a Mac.
Well, it's on Steam.
So, booyah.
So, booyah. Is it on Mac Steam? Does Mac Steam have all of the same games?
Actually, no, it doesn't. It's a separate category.
There is an easy fix to that. Partition your hard drive, run Windows.
Oh, for God's sakes, then buy a fucking PC.
Well, he can if he's already got a Mac.
Well, that was his mistake. I kid. I'm not a Mac hater. I just play one on TV.
Yeah, are we done arguing about Mac and PC?
No, never.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Che Morongo says, I need me that new Halo Xbox 360. It's silver and it has custom Halo sounds for power-up and disc ejection.
Yes, it does. I would like to have it, but you know, I've got my Slim. I'm happy. I'm not buying another one. Even though that thing does look PIMP.
Yeah, even though it doesn't play certain games.
Shut up.
Yeah, have fun playing G.I. Joe Rise of the Cobra when we get done with the show.
But you can't. You can't have fun whether it works or not, so shut up. Do you really fault the new Xbox for not playing G.I. Joe the Rise of Cobra?
No, I wouldn't play G.I. Joe the Rise of Cobra if I were your Xbox.
Like, seriously, do you fault it for that? I bought it because it was free.
Baseball fan 15 says, you laughed at me when I said Mega Man Legends was confirmed right before E3. I don't remember us laughing.
No.
I really might have. I love Mega Man Legends, so. But he says, now who's laughing?
Nobody, because it wasn't announced.
No, it wasn't. It was still just heavily rumored.
Yeah, and it was Mega Man Universe was announced.
Yep.
Which we didn't talk about because nobody knows what it is.
Because nobody knows what it is. But yeah, they rumored I think they said somewhere along the lines that there are more Mega Man games that are due to be announced here soon. So I think people were thinking that maybe one of them is. And they said one of them is something that Mega Man fans have been looking for a long time, or have been wanting for a long time.
I thought we already got that.
Mega Man 10?
Yeah, Mega Man 9 and 10. I thought we already got that. Because I'll tell you right now... If they bring back Mega Man Battle Network, they can suck my nuts. They've ruined it again.
Get that out of my face.
Yeah, that crap is just... anything besides traditional Mega Man... You know, I understand people love Legends, but for me, it's just... Just give me the classic.
Yeah.
Give me the OG. Give me the OMG.
Alright, so let's see here. What else we got? And then he says, what's your favorite MCV3 character that's been announced?
Deadpool.
Deadpool for me, too.
That just the fact that he can pick up the enemy's health bar and beat him with it is just awesome. That's one of his specials. And that's just freaking cool. He might be one of the best additions to that series. Him and Dante actually are the best additions to that series.
I was just going to say, it wasn't Dante announced, because if he was, that's who my favorite's going to be.
I mean, both of those characters fit so well into that universe, and they're going to fit well into a fighting game.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Deadpool. Yeah.
K-Dub?
I would have to say Deadpool.
See? They did goods.
They did goods.
Key134 says, I'm getting paid next week, so what multi-platform releases are you looking forward to soon?
Blaze Blue.
2 weeks ahead.
Blaze Blue. Is there anything else coming out? I mean, Madden's coming out.
Yeah, I don't really think anything. StarCraft, but that's not a console game, so no. I'm pretty sure that's it for console games.
Huh.
Yeah, there's not much coming out for the next few weeks until Madden.
Well, nothing competes with Madden. Everybody knows that now.
Right, yeah.
You don't release around Madden because that thing just dominates everything.
Right. Let's see. Chuck Bartowski 1 says, so, Street Fighter versus Tekken is greater than Tekken versus Street Fighter.
Yeah.
I'm going to play Street Fighter versus Tekken and it'll be awesome, except for the Tekken part. he says, also, F yeah, Street Fighter 3.
Yeah, that was... I'm interested to see what they're going to do with that.
Yeah, I love Street Fighter 3, so even though I'm terrible at Street Fighter 3, I still love it.
One of the big things that makes me nervous, though, is that they called it Street Fighter 3, the online edition. The letters HD weren't anywhere in there.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I would still take it. I'd still take it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I'd still play it for sure. But I mean, I played it before when it wasn't HD, so.
Imagine how badass it would have looked in HD.
Yeah. If they redid it like Super Street Fighter.
Oh, God. That would just be so awesome.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. Those character models already look awesome.
Yeah, the animation is just incredible. But can you imagine how bad it's going to look pixel-wise on your HD TV, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, but I still don't care. The game's awesome.
Agreed. All right, let's see. Tyron. Oh, no, sorry. John W. UK says, hey, guys, do you think Kinect is too pricey? It's £130 over there. No, but if it's £130, I think it's too heavy. Sorry, I have to make that joke anytime, John.
Wow.
Has pounds attached to it.
Forgive
me, our English listeners.
That was bad.
Yes,
they don't get that joke anyway because you need to say kilograms.
Yeah, it's true.
You name your money
so
after our weight.
The joke. I mean,
you name your money after our weight.
Or we named our weight after their money.
Hey, that, if that's the case, I'm rich, bitch.
That's awesome.
I think Kinect is overpriced even with a game. Even though, like, if you break it down, it's really not. I feel like it is. I mean, so that's kind of like a conflicting thing, because if you seriously think about it, you get a two-player device, motion-controlled, with a game for $150, which is cheaper than any of the other ones outside of, you know, the Wii, because you get the console with it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If you buy separately the Move stuff to play two players and a game, it's going to be more than $150.
Right.
So, I mean, logically, no, it's not overpriced. For me, yes, it is overpriced.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way I'm paying $50 a piece for Kinect games.
They have to be pretty badass for me to pay $50 bucks for them.
You can get out of my face with that.
You don't want to play with Skittles?
Tyrant 94 says, hey N4G dudes, did you hear about the stabbing at Comic-Con during the Resident Evil panel yesterday?
Was it with a plastic sword?
He says, what the F is up with some nerds? I did hear about that, but I didn't really hear about that, if that makes sense. Like, I heard tell of it, as they would say around here, but I didn't really hear exactly what went on.
Like, I just want to know if somebody was actually dressed up in, like, an outfit and stabbed them, or if they stabbed them with a plastic sword, because I just can't see violence at a nerd convention.
Somebody screamed One Ring to Rule Them All and stabbed somebody and then ran off.
Or they were trying to kill a vampire or something. Oh, there's just so much nerddom in there.
Much nerdness.
I can't imagine a nerd actually stabbing somebody without accidentally stabbing themselves. I mean, we're not violent. We're not built for violence. if you said they stabbed somebody with a lightsaber, I might have believed you.
Right.
No, that's kind of messed up. But no, I hadn't heard about it.
Let's see. And Dylan MMC says, Limbo. That game is good.
It is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I haven't played it yet, so I'll take your word for it.
It's a good game. It's just really weird and creepy.
Incredible Stan says, what are some good rock bands to listen to, new or old? He says, rap music is getting super whack nowadays, and I need some new music.
Well, you know, my opinion on that, but, I could, like, sit here and rattle off what I like, but the problem is that music is so subjective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can give you one band that nobody will tell you sucks, and that's the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody say that they don't like a Foo Fighters song?
No.
At least one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, for God's sakes, he played for the president.
For God's sakes.
For God's sake. And Paul McCartney.
Oh.
So, that would be the one band that I don't think anybody could argue with. Everything else feels subjective. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me. I listen to a lot of country music now more than anything else, but I'll tell you who's a really good country band, or a really good rock band that is an old band, is Creedence Clearwater Revival. That's who you ought to listen to.
See, a lot of people like that. I think Zeppelin is another one.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people like the Beatles.
A lot of people do like the Beatles.
AC/DC, if you're into the heavier stuff.
A lot of people like the Bee Gees.
He said wow. Rock band. Rock band.
Well, I mean, you can kind of...
You can kind of
classify... Did you really just throw the Bee Gees? I mean, I'm serious. Did you really just throw the Bee Gees out there? Did you really just... Somebody asked what a good band to listen to was, and you threw out the Bee Gees?
Somebody specifically said a rock band, too.
And you threw out the Bee Gees.
I have an eccentric taste in music, I
guess.
Yeah,
well, you don't know what a rock band is, then. So I will counter that with Metallica.
Metallica.
So there you go.
Okay, Dream Theater.
You can use that, and you should have chose Rush as well, because I know you like Rush. And a lot of people like Rush.
Uh-huh.
That's a rock band. Uh-huh. The Bee Gees are not a rock band.
Yeah, that's true. They're kind of like...
You sound so dejected, too.
I just broke your world.
Yeah, that's true.
I just broke your world.
Yeah, you just ripped it apart in two. But I'm all fine with that. I haven't gotten much sleep over the past couple days. I'm kind of loopy.
I told you to tell your woman to let you get some sleep. You tell her if I need to come over there and talk to her, I will. I'd be like, you gotta let this boy sleep. He's coming on the show all half-assed. And he's the star.
He's usually the only one that doesn't show up half-assed.
I was like, I can't have my star half-assed in the show. You're gonna have to let him take a break.
Alright. Moving on from that. We got two things that appear to me to be spam, so I'm not even going to go into that. Jerkstore81 says, what was your proudest gaming moment? His was beating The Legend of Zelda without a sword.
Holy shit. How do you top that?
I don't know. I was going to say my proudest gaming moment is just beating Mega Man 2.
How the fuck do you top that? I beat Zelda without a sword. Jesus.
That's quite epic.
I mean, I don't even know.
I mean, he probably fought Ganon with a candle and some arrows.
That's impressive. You don't even get achievements for that.
No shit. I think, you know, wow. I think...
See, that even makes your baby cry.
He is. He's like, I can't believe that. What, son? Good lord. I can't figure out what he's crying about.
Sometimes
you got the gas or something? You constipated? Your tummy's all like toughened up.
Oh, yeah.
I know. He is really unhappy. You mad?
Apparently.
You mad? Come on.
Tell him why you mad, son.
Calm down, boy.
All right, so let's continue moving on before Zero Tolerance's child rips his face off. Anybody else have the proudest gaming movements? moments?
Movement? I have a proud gaming movement.
I have one.
Superman 64 was a proud gaming movement.
It was. I think...
It was a bowel movement.
I mean, I know it's cheap, but I actually legitimately earned the achievement in Quake 4 online to win a deathmatch without being killed in a ranked match.
Nice.
I was pretty proud of that.
Yeah.
But that ain't like beating Zelda without a sword.
That ain't like... Not much is like beating Zelda without a sword, let's be honest.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think my greatest achievement was scaling the castle in Wizards and Warriors.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
That was a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Tough. Real tough.
All right. Wolverine, how about you?
Every time I play a game.
Every time you play a game, it's your proudest achievement?
Indeed.
What a terrible life.
You ain't lying.
Alright.
Moving on.
We got, Silfo says, after almost 3 full years after the full release and 2 years after he bought it, he finally beat BioShock.
Congratulations, that was a great game.
Yay. Have a good show. Thank you very much, we appreciate that. And that was a great game. Don't we still have somebody on the show that hasn't beat it?
I would think we have multiples on the show that haven't beat it.
Jason, did you beat BioShock?
Well, it's kind of...
It's a yes or no question, Gambus. There's no other answer.
No.
There you go.
Boo. Yeah. How about you, Scorched Angel? Did you beat it?
Yes, I've beat it and its sequel multiple times.
Yeah. Well, rub that in your face, bitch.
Hey!
K-Dub, I know you beat it.
I beat the second one.
Yeah, he didn't beat
No, I didn't beat the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you did for some reason.
No. No, I went back to play it again and try to beat it, but for some reason my save didn't...
Didn't transfer?
Save. So,
yeah, that makes it difficult.
Yeah. So it's no-go on my end.
Alright, let's see. Shot Caller says, what it do in 4G crew? I finally broke down and got myself a Facebook. Now I'm like everyone else. So yeah, enjoy the Facebook action.
You can see Scorched Angels Farmville
updates. Scorched Angels Farmville
update. Hey, I deleted that crap.
Only because I made fun of you on Twitter.
Exactly.
Yeah, but in order had to have it on there in the first place.
Yeah, there's always going to be that history. It's just like your achievements when they show that you played Avatar.
Yeah,
I can't escape that.
I never played Avatar.
Yeah, well, even if you had.
He's not talking about you. He's talking about himself.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I can't escape. I played Jumper.
Oh.
Yeah, so did I.
That makes me want to die. Just knowing that somebody played Jumper makes me want to die.
Imagine if you actually played it.
I don't want to even think about that.
That's what ruined my life. I blame Jumper.
That was his greatest achievement, was actually physically playing it.
And the last one that I've got is, hey, who all getting Halo Reach from GrayF34?
Who ain't? Let's make it easy.
Everybody ought to be.
Yep, I'm getting it.
Who ain't buying it? Anybody?
No, if anybody's not buying it, I'm going to find them and beat them. I apologize if that seems harsh.
Come on, boy. What's wrong with you? You all over the place.
That wraps it up for Twitter shoutouts.
Sweet. Gambus, you got
always, if you're not following us, follow us at N4G Podcast. You can follow us all individually at ZTGD, at GambusCon, at R. Wombold, at J. Borsick, and at Killer Wolverine.
And leave us a iTunes review.
Indeed.
Yes.
Walking in the rain again, the feelings I just can't pretend. A stranger here without a friend, a journey that will never end. Wondering why I have to be alone. I carry on this broken heart, relationships I've torn apart. shows. A lovely kangaroo sits upon his throne. A bird of prey released before his blow. Hello, with no one, I'm already gone. You, I'm already gone. You left me alone. I'm already gone. Living in a crazy dream, a loosened thread without a seam, a coffee cup without some cream. It's lovelier now than it seems. I wonder why I have to be alone. You left me in the rain again, with feelings I just can't pretend. A stranger here without a friend, a journey that will never end. Wondering why I have to be alone. During all directions I've been shown, a lonely kangaroo sits upon.